2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery. With the access and insight on the teams you're passionate about.
I love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. It is Unrivaled, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, guess what? It's your Weekend Warriors, Scott, brought to you by the folks at trydaytrading.com. As usual, trydaytrading.com. Now you can be a day trader yourself. Give it a shot. trydaytrading.com. Plus, Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, building the nation's model system for children to serve more kids, more communities, more comprehensively than ever before. Get involved. Visit primarypromise.org. We got our we have our Giveathon coming up here.
Yeah.
It means a huge thing for our community.
No, it's a great thing to be a part of.
Big deal for our community as well. So primarypromise.org. Scott, here's what you got here.
Yes.
Over the weekend, not a good thing for Zach Wilson that Mike White had a big weekend and he lights up this Bears team. Take a listen.
Good about what Mike White's done today. On third and four, he'll look to throw. End zone, Moore! Touchdown, Jets! Mike White, how about him?
Oh, boy.
There's nothing worse than to be on the sideline and the guy that replaced you is having a
good day. You ever had that happen?
Yeah.
And you watch it and you go.
We've all had it.
But it's your team.
Yeah.
No, we haven't all had it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
It's the worst thing.
You like, just watch it and you go,
yeah, just because like, here's the worst part about it. Nobody cares. They don't care. They're just like, everyone's just like,
excited,
hey, we're winning.
Winning.
Guy's playing good.
Well,
awesome.
And all the guys that were complaining
too
about.
Too bad for you.
All right. And all the guys that were complaining about not catching touchdown passes.
Oh, yeah.
They were catching touchdown passes.
They were.
It's not good. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if this if you remember this happening, but there was a 28-point lead that the Ducks had over the Beavers in the old Platypus Cup. That sounds wrong saying it, but you can't say Civil War anymore because that's not a thing. So here's Oregon State beating Oregon, giving the Utes a chance to go to the Pac-12 championship game.
Martinez over 100 yards. First and goal at the 6. It's Isaiah Newell running right. Isaiah to the 2. Isaiah pushing. The Beavers trying to push him in. And they do! Touchdown, Beavers! Isaiah Newell pushed in. 8-11 to play. The Beavers regain the lead in the rivalry game.
So they're down 21 at that point, and then they score four times in that stretch without throwing a freaking pass.
Really, I know. And you think
this is the
like when you're
thing.
Behind by a lot, you have to throw the football, but there
not
were
the, not Oregon State,
no,
man.
No, they don't, and it was impressive. I was in the Denver airport after the Utah game, and there were some people right next to me in security, and they had Oregon, Oregon State.
Oh, they have
colors
gear on. Oh,
and I just
fun.
Said, hey, thank you. Because to me, the Weekend Warriors, UCLA,
yeah.
Oregon State, and Washington. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm interested to see.
I don't care about anyone else right
just
now.
Just over an hour, we're going to have Devin Kaufusi come on and tell us. I want to know what the team was thinking. I want to know when they found out about the Oregon game and if they watched the Washington game, because I think they probably had enough time to get back and actually watch that Washington State Apple Cup and to see that thing unfold. And it was close enough. It was enough of a shootout that it made it interesting, too, to be like, oh, my goodness, to watch the social media channels light up. Hey, guess where we are? General RV, our unrivaled tour, another success this year here. And General RV has just been an amazing partner with us on the program this year. And we're at General RV here at Point of the Mountain I know a lot of snow's coming down. Man, I just looked at the cameras in my house up in Davis County. Boy, we got a lot of snow.
It's coming.
I love it. Paulette's got it. You got snow at your house. I guarantee she's got a lot of snow at her house. Like, if you are anywhere near a bench, you're going to be snow. You're going to get the snow blower out maybe for the first time this year. So I'm glad about it. It's good.
So, Bam, how many people go out in their RVs in the snow?
I've done it.
Yeah, I mean, we get people all the time that are like, well, I want to take this skiing, or how is this going to do if I want to do winter traveling? And RVs, you know, there definitely are RVs that are winter capable. You just need to take the proper precautions. You know?
Well, and there's another thing that happens in the winter, and that is people go, hey, man, I'm getting out of here. And this
going
is a
south.
We're going south. You have a snowbird contingency.
Yeah.
People that head down into warmer climes, and the RV is the thing that gets them around there.
St. George ain't far away. People are going down to St. George, Vegas. People are even heading back. I have people that have bought this time of year and said, I'm driving to Florida.
Wow.
So why should people, aside from the snowbirds and everything, why should people be buying an RV right now?
Because the bosses are hungry. They want deals. Deals are aggressive.
We love deals.
So they take a lot of money off this time of year because they're like, let's just get this thing going, man.
Yeah. I sold one the other day that was tens of thousands under cost based on discounts we'll be able to get on future units.
Okay, so if somebody comes in right now, those deals are still available. You can still make
a couple 22s. We're mostly sold out of 22s, but there are a few.
So come in and see them.
Yeah.
Come down. Bam will take care of you. Bam is actually the title that he has is not just Bam Bam the RV Man. He's also one of the number one sellers, if not the number one seller in the entire general RV nation.
2 years running.
Good for you, man. I mean, it's been good. RVs have been hard to come by,
yeah.
And they're more available than they've ever been.
Beautiful thing about General RV is we have 14, soon to be 16 stores nationwide, and we are able to pull from each other's inventory. So if we haven't got it here, which is not likely the case, we can get it from our Michigan, our Florida, our Ohio, Illinois, all over.
And Utah is like in the epicenter of some of the prettiest places really in the whole entire world.
Yeah.
And there's not a better way to go. As you guys say, memories start here. So make your memories, come to General RV and get that RV where you can go out and see so much of this beautiful part of the world. And it's just a great way to see everything.
Scott, our deals are so good. I just had somebody fly in from Chicago just to buy one of our used units to drive back to Chicago.
That is hilarious. I mean,
that's committed.
It's also
it's something I would do.
Hey, I've driven one. I have driven a General RV to Chicago as part of our unrivaled tours when we would actually like make long, insane trips. Back when I was a young man, when I could make those trips, it's fun, man. It's fun to go.
If you have people, you need us to do like the delivery.
Oh, to take it out for them.
We would deliver places for
you. You should have just called
for drivers.
Us. Yeah, we should have just called us, dude.
We know how to drive RVs. We're pros, man.
Ain't no thing.
All right, Bam's going to make a deal here with you. We're going to be here all day, all the way up to the end of the show. So come down, get yourself what those deals look like. Have Bam and his team kind of walk you through, and they will make a deal for you, man. This is a great time to do it. Let's do it. We're going to take the break. We'll come back after the break. Jeremiah Jensen, KSO5 Television, is going to join us. We've got everything to talk about with JJ, so stay with us right here. 97.5, the KSO Sports Zone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.